Blog Talk Radio.
Way on down to Southern Alabama with the guitars jamming, that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon, even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road.
Sidekick Emily for this week's General Hospital recap, and boy, what a week it was. Wasn't it, Em?
Oh, yeah.
It was quite a week, wasn't it? We'll get into that shortly, but I actually wanted to mention a friend of mine, Chrissy from Our Heart Radio, emailed this to me last night. It's a, and first of all, y'all know I'll promote anything any GHRs do. This is a fan event with GH's Dom Zimpronia, who plays Dante. It's called A Sweep of in Seattle with Dom. It's May 17th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle. Doors will open at 6. Dom will appear around 8 for a Q&A, and then we'll go table to table and sign autographs and take pictures with fans. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Seattle Food Bank, and for a ticket info, you can go to cncproductions44.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at ccproductions44. Again, that's May 17th, and doors will open at 6, and Dom will appear around 8. So I just wanted to throw that out there for any Dom Zampronia fans and your chance to meet him. So, back to GH for a second. What did you think of the week, Emily?
It was intense. A lot happened. Okay, just for anyone listening who hasn't... Yeah, for sure. Anyone who's listening who hasn't watched the whole week, I'm going to give you like a super 2-minute and under recap. Okay, ready?
Right.
Monday, we found out Luke was bankrolling Julian, or whoever Luke actually is, because we know he's not Luke. Lulu found out Ben was hers, and she interrupted Nick's toast at the engagement party, which actually started on Friday. Tuesday, we had the Lulu, Dante, Britt, Nick fight slash angst thing that all went on. Nathan, well, we don't know that Nathan broke into Silas's apartment, but he was there, and there was no other cops there, so we're assuming that. And then Julian and Alexis had jeans, and they, like, you know, awesomeness. Anyway, Wednesday, Nicholas told Britt that the engagement was off, and he kicked her out of his house, of course. Liz and Rick kissed, and Obrecht left when Demir was Ben, and we didn't know where she went. Thursday, Madeline told Silas that Nina was dead, and Silas agreed to sign the papers. Britt was arrested, and she called Obrecht from interrogation. Ava and Carly had a confrontation, and AJ woke up while Carly was there. Yesterday, AJ told Carly that Sonny shot him. Obrecht, we find out that Obrecht has Liz and Ben at gunpoint, and Nick showed up, but we don't know if she let him in or whatever because it was at the end. Monica and Sonny had a run-in. Britt called Obrecht from the interrogation room, and Obrecht called her back, and then they were getting somewhere. She was telling Britt where she was, and then Lulu came in and interrupted it, and Obrecht knew that she was in custody and hung up. Whew, that was fast. And that's everything that happened this week, guys.
Yeah.
Like, when
Where do we
that?
Start?
Where do we start? Okay, let's start with the Britt Nick thing. That's the big storyline.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that's happening, so we'll start with that.
That confrontation was just epic.
Okay, I just would like to say that I felt that he was being ridiculous because I know that she did some bad stuff, but to throw her out in late, it's like the middle of the night at this point, to throw her out was kind of rude. And it was really tacky to be like, give me my engagement ring back. Like, who does that?
That was
it's one thing to, like, ask for it later, but, like, when he's like, take my ring off, give it back, and get out, like, that's tacky, okay?
Right.
Like, it's implied that she would return it later because that's just how it works. But
seriously,
he didn't have to be rude about it.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that I thought that Lulu was kind of crazy because she was, like, screaming and stuff and, you know, whatever. But I get why she was being crazy.
But on the other side of that coin, Achille Thibode and Emmy Rowland throughout this entire storyline, need Emmys like yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. Like, Kelly, I was so engrossed. I was actually, like, in pain as, like, she was screaming, like, you have to let me go get Ben. You have to, or Lulu will take him. And Nick was like, I can't let you. And I was like, oh, I'm in so much pain right now.
Yep.
But it was really good, definitely. And the scenes where her and Nick are fighting are insane. Like, geez.
That was pretty intense.
Tim, okay, there's, like, this big debate on Twitter over if he was right or wrong yelling at Elizabeth. Okay. I think that the things he said were right because I think they needed to be said by somebody, but maybe not at that time and place.
Right.
But they needed to be said by someone on canvas. And,
they absolutely
but not
did,
in the,
yeah.
In the, yeah, not at the time and place that they were said.
Right. Well, what I think should have happened was Alicia together, Britt, Nick, Dante, and Lulu privately and done this.
Yeah, because she knew that Lulu was going to do that. She knew that Lulu was going to run downstairs and crash the party and be like,
absolutely.
Guess what? And it made Lulu look crazy. Like, there, yeah. But,
and she also had,
and then
had
go ahead.
Ulterior motives because
oh, yeah, of course.
She wants Nick. And,
well,
and
yeah.
In Liz's mind, she's like, if I can't have Nick, nobody can.
Exactly. Well, I feel like she's like that with a lot of men. Like, and I feel like also that character, like, I don't like the character, but I don't particularly dislike her.
Right.
But I feel like with all men, she doesn't really want them until, like, someone else has them, and then she wants them.
Exactly.
Like, she doesn't want these guys, her exes, but she doesn't want other people to have them, and it's kind of, it gets annoying, but at the same time, it's like, oh, well, maybe some people are really like that. Who knows?
But to me, she only wants physically and emotionally unavailable men.
Yeah, for sure. She definitely goes after the ones that are available to her, she doesn't want, even though she, like, you know, has feelings for them. She doesn't want them until they become unavailable. Like, when Nicholas was available and was like, be with me, she didn't want him. Now she's got Rick, who's like, I want to be with you, you know, we have history, let's be together again. And she's like, no, I don't know if that's what I want. It's like, make up your mind. He's hot. It's not hard.
Back to Britt for a second. I'll email you something later that I heard.
Okay.
About Britt's possible next pairing.
Okay. Well, I think that yesterday, her seemed like yesterday or whatever, the day before when she was arrested, I feel like Lulu and Dante are being total hypocrites right now. Because Maxie was in the same position that Britt is in, basically.
Exactly.
Well, not the same position, because...
Well,
and they, you know, they thought, oh, well, this baby's been with us, so we should keep her. They're not looking at, like, when Maxie gets back, I feel like this is going to be what bridges Maxie and Lulu back together as friends. Because she kind of knows where Maxie's been now. But at the same time, it's like she needs to understand that she is being a hypocrite because she's in the position that she was in, that Britt's in, like, not long ago.
I agree 1,000%.
The baby is hers, and she loves them
absolutely,
even though they're not her baby.
Absolutely, I agree.
I think that'll fix her and Maxie's friendship.
I think so. And frankly, I think it needs to be fixed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because that's like a solid friendship that's been around a while, and they need to like repair that. They need to keep the good, solid base friendships. Like, there's some that you can't screw up. I mean, you can screw them up, but you need to fix them once you do it.
Oh, and what shocked the crap out of me, moving away from this Britt storyline for a while, Carly and Madeline actually bonding.
Oh my gosh, it reminded me of that scene where Carly and Blair were drinking in like 2012, and they were talking about Todd and Sonny, or Todd and Jack and Sonny, and I was like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of that scene, but I loved them in the scene together, because like, for everyone who knows me, they know that Carly's one of my favorites, and so, and I love Donna Mills, I love like, her character's kind of weird, but I love her, and so I was totally loving the dynamic there of them drinking together.
You know, when Madeline first walked up to the bar, I'm thinking, oh Lord, here we go. Carly's gonna rip her throat
out.
But it didn't happen.
I thought that.
And I
thought they were gonna get in a fight.
I did too. I was pleasantly surprised. I think Carly needs a buddy.
Yeah, I really want Carly and Britt to be friends. I feel like they could totally have a good dynamic. But Carly and Madeline, because you know Carly doesn't take anybody's crap. Like she will throw down. She's not afraid. She will throw down in the middle of her own hotel. And I was like, she's not in the mood for your crap, Madeline. Like she will fight you and she will win because you know that's how Carly is. If you mess with her, she's gonna fight you. She's not taking crap from anyone.
Absolutely, I agree.
So it's like Madeline better back off.
And how great has Laura Wright been lately? Wow.
I love her. Like, I just love Carly. And I don't know. Lately, I don't know what it is. Like, she was one of my favorites for a while. And then all of a sudden, I just started loving that character. And a lot of people don't like her. Like, does she have a ton of people that don't like that character? On Twitter, it seems like I'm the only one that's, like, a Carly fan. And I'm like, wow. I'm not going to get into it with any of you guys. But, yeah. There's a lot of people that don't like Carly. I love her. Like, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her with Franco. I love that whole...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that, you know, people say... People want to argue
right.
the whole Carly would never be with him thing, but just move
right.
on from it, guys. Just get over it. Because she's with him now, so move on. Get over
that. Seriously.
But I love their, like, dynamic. I like the whole him rescuing her thing from Heather. I just...
Mm-hmm.
I really love Carly. I just become a fan of her. Very recently, I've become a huge fan of Carly.
Yeah. And now, and speaking of Carly... I've been watching GH for about 10 or 12 years. So I caught,
mm-hmm.
I caught the very tail end of a Tamara Bronz run as Carly. That lady could just eat you up and spit you out.
Mhm. See, I like okay. I didn't watch during the other
mm-hmm.
two or three Carlys. Actually, there was three, but. I've seen it, like, I didn't watch
mm-hmm.
it live, but I've seen it now,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I
right.
like them all for different reasons. Like, currently,
right.
Laura's my favorite Carly because she's the current one. She's the one that I'm, like,
mm-hmm.
actually seeing as the story progresses. The
right.
other two, I'm not saying that the other two aren't as good. Like, they were both very good. I love all three
mm-hmm.
of them as Carly,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
for all different reasons because they all brought something different to it.
Yeah. I think I know who this caller is, so let me... Let me bring him on real quick.
Okay.
Is this Christy?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Christy,
hey.
What's up?
Not much. Just finished my boring work.
I feel like that's the thing you said the last time you called us.
So.
So what do you think of the show this week?
I think the first three episodes this week were really good, and I really wanted to watch every day.
Then it started going downhill.
Then it started going a little bit not as exciting for me to watch.
Yeah,
so the last
for
couple
sure.
days were like, eh, so-so. I was like,
yeah,
GH is so much more.
Mind.
It's more interesting when Elizabeth is on. When Elizabeth is not on, it tends to get a little
because she mixes it up with everyone. Yeah, I don't like when my favorites aren't on. I totally feel you, but I kind of just got over it because, okay, I'm a Laura fan, so I got over my favorite being on. Just
right.
Like,
yeah.
I totally moved on from my favorites are not going to be on every day. Like, I used to get mad when they weren't on every day, and now I moved on because, like, that's just how it is when you're a Laura fan.
Right.
But, yeah, you're totally right. Like, the first 3 days were really intense, and you couldn't wait for the next day. And then they kind of went downhill, not saying that they were bad, but
yeah.
they weren't as good.
Right.
And then it kind of started blending together in my head, everything that had happened. That's why I have to write this stuff down so I can tell everyone what happened
uh-huh.
on, like, at the beginning of the show, or otherwise
yeah.
I wouldn't have had a clue.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it was a good week, good progression.
Hey. What were some of your favorite moments of the week, Emma?
Me?
I don't know.
I'll let Emily go first.
I'll think. You go first. I have to think.
Okay. Let's see. Elizabeth at the engagement party telling Lulu the truth finally was awesome. I really enjoyed the scene
yeah.
with Elizabeth and Lulu, those were, like, the best, honestly, for me. And then, of course, the Liz and Rick scenes were interesting, too, although I'm not
oh, yeah.
exactly a fan of them as a couple, but I think it's just interesting
I'm getting there.
To see them in scenes together again and see that their chemistry is still, like, just
yeah.
as it was when you left the show. So.
Still lives.
Yeah.
Okay, I decided,
and,
I'm, like, reading
yeah.
my notes. Okay, my favorite, I have two, I think, three favorite moments. Okay. Julian and Alexis on Tuesday because, let's face it, that was a long-awaited thing to happen.
Oh, yeah. I'm
so happy.
Me too.
That it finally
yeah,
happened.
That's
yeah. And then Madeline and Carly drinking on, what was that, like Thursday, I guess? Wednesday or Thursday? Madeline and Carly drinking together. And then Liz and Rick on Wednesday because I don't know. I'm not really a Liz fan, But, like, when they put her with other, like, people, I feel like it makes her really interesting and dynamic when she's, like, with a man. And so, like, not to say that she's not without one, but when she's with, like, Rick or whatever, I feel like they bring out things in each other that you don't normally see. And so I really enjoy them together. So those were my three favorites, I think. I just think, Cody, we need to address the whole Dante working the baby case thing, because if that was a real, like, life, that would not be happening.
That bugged the crap out of me.
Okay, I'm a Law & Order fan, and I was like, if this was Law & Order, Kragen would have already pulled them off the case.
Taken off the case. Absolutely would have.
Yeah. And then he arrested Britt because he thought she was lying. Like, Dante, have a seat, son.
Seriously.
Okay, someone tweeted me, and they want me to mention that there were four Carlys because I said there were three. Okay, there were four Carlys. I forgot, but yes. Anyway.
I saw that,
too. Oh,
that
was Leah that tweeted me that. There were four Carlys, not just three. I forgot that.
I saw that one, too, yeah. But, yeah, that whole Dante, like you said, if this was a real life, Dante would be
taking
off the case because he's too close to the case and too involved.
Yeah.
So,
well, see, like, I'm obsessed with Law & Order. So I pointed that out to my parents. I was like, I swear, if this was Law & Order, Captain Kragen would have already pulled them off the case. My
that
mom was like,
too.
It's not real.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to address that wasn't correct? No, I think that's it. Until I figure something else out.
I think you're right.
Let me see if there's anything else that didn't make sense. Oh, okay. AJ, yesterday, he started, like, going into, like, cardiac arrest, and Monica, the cardiologist, just stands there.
I know.
And watches. I'm like, isn't she a cardiologist? But no,
and
she just stands there.
And speaking of Monica, she read Sunny like a book the other day.
Oh, I know. And see, I was like on both sides there because I like Sunny, but, and I also like Monica, but I was like, Monica, shut up. Don't start with me today. Like, I was like, not now. But she was right, in all fairness. She was totally right.
Yes, she was right. Even though I'm a big Sunny fan, too. But she was absolutely right. I agree.
She was right. And when, in the scene where they had AJ telling Carly that Sunny shot him, they made that a big deal. Like, Carly totally didn't know that Sunny shot AJ. Really.
Right, seriously.
We all knew that.
Seriously.
Carly read him like a book. We all knew that she was aware.
I agree, but that was kind of a side of Monica that, frankly, I enjoyed seeing. When she was reading Sunny like a book.
Yeah, she's kind of feisty. But it was good.
Yeah,
she needs, like, a good story to play. Like, all that ever happens to that woman is her kids dying. She needs, like, a really great story.
Like a meaty kind of...
Her kids...
Yeah, I know, something she can sink her teeth into. I agree with that, too.
Yeah, I really need Monica to get a story because I like her, and she's, like, a vet, and so it's nice to see them mixing it up with everyone. But Monica needs a story because all that she ever does is, like, argue with people at the hospital and, like, watch her kids die. Like, that's Monica's life.
I agree 1,000%. We have another caller on the line. I'll bring him on real quick.
All right, cool.
Hello?
215, you're on.
Hey. Hi, Emily. It's Leah.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, just hanging out with these awesome people.
I just thought I'd call and say hi and tell you how great you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Guys, Lee is my friend from Twitter. We've been friends for a really long time. So,
like a year, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. We've been friends since the John and Sam thing started, so...
Yes. Well, we've been friends since Kelly was on Dancing with the Stars, because...
Yeah.
That was when you started watching Cage, right?
Yeah, that's when I started my Twitter. I mean, I had it before that, but I didn't know how to work it. And then I started tweeting, and then I started watching GH because I love Kelly on Dancing. So one day I just recorded it. It was like a Wednesday, and I just recorded it. My mom's like, oh boy, here we go. Emily's going to watch a soap now.
Wow.
Yeah, and she joined Twitter, and she was like, I like this person. And I'm like, I hate that person.
Oh, we disagree. Okay, guys, it's hilarious. We hate, she, we, I love all the people that Leah hates, and she loves people that I hate. It's just the best thing. Like, everybody I love, Leah hates. She's like, I hate them. I'm like, of course you do.
Well, we have, I keep telling her, I'm like, you have to go to YouTube and watch it, because we have completely different perspectives, because I've been watching since 85, since I came
And I've been
back.
Watching since 2012.
And, like, she's sitting here talking, I'm listening, and she's talking about how much she loves Carly. I'm like, I hate Carly!
She hates Carly, and she hates, see, I'm, like, the only Lily fan ever, in case anyone was wondering. I like Lily, and I like
Lily.
Sunny and Lily. Leah hates them. She hates, like, every commentary except for Brenda.
I swear, if you actually watched it in real time, watch the show progress, you would like Carly, and you wouldn't like Lily.
Yeah. Well, see, I liked the actress, and then I decided that I was going to watch her on GH because I was like, well, I like the actress, so let's go watch it, because I saw her on The Bay. So I went to watch it on YouTube, and I was like, oh, I like them. And then,
funny because in Lily's and Lily Melger's entire run as Lily, she had one scene that I actually liked in the entire
when
time.
She blew
and
up.
I think no. Although that is a favorite. The click boom. That is a favorite. No, Em, it's the scene where, and you've probably seen it, where she's standing at Sunny's door and she's leaving him. It's
yeah.
like right before the click boom and she tells
yeah.
him that why like that she sees other people and wonders why she's with him. That was the one moment where I felt like, okay, I like her. The rest
I like
time,
her. She grew a brain.
Right. The rest of the time, she just let Sunny treat her like an idiot, and I hated that. I was so annoyed. And Carly, I'll never like because
never ever.
She came on the show ruining Tony and Bobby's marriage after they lost BJ and all this other stuff.
Ruined
and
lots of things. Let's face it here.
And now, you know, I agree with everyone who says she shouldn't be with Franco. So you know I'm on the opposite end of the fence. So I'm listening to you going,
and see,
okay, I agree with her. I agree with her about Larick. I agree with you about Larick. I think they should get back together. That's it.
Well, and see, this is actually funny. Like, last week, Lily called us, and we were talking about pairings, and I was like, I like pretty much every pairing. She was like, nobody ever liked me. I was like, well, at least
she's
aware that, no.
See, it actually, there actually wasn't, I actually didn't hate her until she got involved with Sunny.
And then you hated her.
Well, because it was a horrible pairing, and they actually, the way she got involved with him was wrong, was the fact that she sort of tricked him into marrying her. She decided she
Everybody,
wanted to be with him.
In case you're wondering, Leah's favorite scene ever was when Lily blew up. Like, that was the best day of her life.
Okay. She tricked Sunny into marrying him, so I didn't like that.
Hey,
yeah.
Everyone, we can keep talking for 15 minutes, but the thing's going to kick us off live stream in a minute, in case anyone cares.
It's totally fine. I can let you go. I just thought I'd call in and
well,
wish you luck
you.
And tell you I think you're doing great and I love you.
Thank
and
you so
I will
much.
Talk
I love
to you,
you
on
too.
Twitter. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Christy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, we have 15 minutes to talk before they forcibly remove us from Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. 15 more minutes, y'all.
In case anyone on Twitter would like to discuss with us anything, you can call us.
Absolutely.
Even though we will be kicked off live stream in 35 seconds. But you can still call
to
us. You
can call in 35 seconds or else they won't be able to because Blog Talk will cut them.
Yeah, call us in 27 seconds if you want to talk.
Yeah, call us in about 30 seconds and you'll be fine.
Yeah, but if you can't, then you just have to listen to us talk later. And if you don't agree, well, that sucks because you can't say anything because you can't call.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This wasn't, this show, I'm, like, so winded now because we've talked so much. Like, there was so much to talk about tonight. Like, there's just no way to fit everything in 30 minutes without, like, you know, motor speed.
Right, I know it.
My 2 minutes and under recap, that's going to be a new official thing. Emily's going to
recap
the show every
week
in 2 minutes. That was intense, man. I had to rehearse that.
I like that recap. I did.
My cat, by the way, Cody, the cat still hasn't moved from that spot.
Still?
Animals are so lazy. What is it with pets? Like, they don't move.
Wow.
Cat moves to eat. That's about it.
My dog, she will lay on her back out in the sun, all four paws just sticking straight up like she's dead.
I have a dog, but she lives with my grandparents, actually, because they have, like, a lot of land in Alabama, and so my dog lives at my grandparents' house. But I have a Jack Russell Terrier, and she's adorable.
My dog is a... Is Jack Russell, Poodle, and Eskimo Spitz mix. Yes,
we
wild.
Literally just went from dogs or from people blowing up to like our pets are so cute.
So the things that can happen
that's
on the show.
Show, guys, we
seriously,
have
things that can happen
on this show.
Absolutely.
Someone on my Twitter timeline is currently like live tweeting GH because I guess they just took the weekend to watch it. And, like, everything she says is so on point. Like, she was like, are we just going to, like, have Lulu mention her abortion every 10 minutes now? Like, yes,
right.
We are, because apparently that's what we're doing now.
Apparently. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was speaking of Lulu, and no disrespect to Julie Berman at all, but Amy Ryland, to me, I think brings a more... a mature Lulu to the table.
Yeah. I like
if
both, and for different reasons, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like them both. At first, I didn't like Emmy because I was like, no, nobody else gets to play Luke and Laura's kid but Julie. And then I started liking her after she was no longer a popsicle and she got her memory back. I'm like, okay, I like you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw a YouTube thing of Emmy where she was... being interviewed, and she's like, wouldn't it be terrible if they brought in another actress to play Lulu, and she's just dead on the table.
Yeah. Well,
see,
I know there's a huge divide, like, in all of the GH fans on, like, if they like the new Lulu. And I'm like, guys, she's not new Lulu anymore. Like, this is, like, April 2014.
Seriously.
She was new Lulu in April 2013. If you haven't adjusted yet, you're not going to adjust, and that's okay,
adjust,
because everybody has their own thing.
You know,
but
yeah.
I'm used to her as Lulu now.
You know,
I had to get used to it.
I want to get both of your opinions on this. When do, quote, the newbies stop being newbies, you know?
When there's newer people than them.
Good point.
That's what I think. What do you think, Christy?
Wait, so you asked when did Lulu stop becoming being Lulu? Like,
no,
when
are newbies no longer newbies?
Oh, when are newbies no longer newbies? I mean, I would say probably after about 6 months.
Yeah,
really.
I think once there's somebody newer than you, you're not a newbie anymore. Like Kathleen said, when there's people newer than you, you're no longer a newbie.
Right.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I mean,
that's true,
yeah.
Too.
Since, like, Lulu came back, like, or Emmy came in as Lulu last April. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there have been so many more new people since her. Like, I'm not going to name them all because, you know, this cast is big enough.
There's tons of them.
And I don't have all day.
Right.
There have been so many new people since her that it's like, okay, you're not new anymore. I don't consider her a newbie because it's not like a new character. It's
well,
new.
I was always okay with the Lulu recast because it's not like Julie got fired. She decided to leave.
Exactly.
So you can't
own,
blame
right.
Emmy Ryland for coming in and doing the best job she can do. Like, that's a very hard shoes to fill, you know?
It's hard
and
to
I
do,
think
yeah.
That's
absolutely.
A good job. Of
I agree.
And yeah.
So I have no problem, honestly. I think Emmy's doing a great job. I'm liking again, because before I kind of got really annoyed with Lulu. At first, I really, really loved Lulu in the first year she was on, and then I kind of got, like, bored with her, I guess. because her and Dante became really boring after a while.
For a while, yeah.
Done.
Because they became complacent.
But they kind of re-energize that pairing. Like, they make me want to root for them out and get their baby and everything.
Yeah,
and
I
think, okay, a lot of people didn't like that they gave Lulu amnesia, but I liked it because that gave Emmy and Dom a chance to, like, grow some chemistry, like, you know, get their own dynamic going instead of her just coming back in and being like, I'm your new wife. Like, you know, they got their chemistry, like, in tune, I guess, sort of. They got used to each other while she had amnesia, and then she kind of got over it amazingly, recovered. But,
I thought that was smart on GH's part. I thought that was a smart move.
And I actually liked that whole story, like, that they did. That was, okay, I've been watching this show for, like, a couple of years, so not very long, but like, I think that's, like, my favorite story since I've been watching. Like, that whole Cassadine adventure thing that happened last April, that was intense, and I loved it, because you wanted to know what was going to happen. And that was a good way to bring her in as Lou. And then Stavros creeped everybody out. He creeped me out. I remember I got super freaked out because Luke, I'm like, that's when I became a Luke and Laura fan because I was like, they are so fun. Oh my gosh. And then there was that they weren't on for like 3 days during that adventure and I could not handle that. And then the next preview was, they were like waking up in bed together. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And then it was like a Friday and I had to wait all weekend. And then we found out Stavros drove them.
I got a chance to chat with Robert Coker Kelly, who plays Stavros. Nicest man probably ever.
He is so cool, but he's so creepy. It's just how it
he's
is.
Nicest
like,
man probably ever.
It's always the nicest actors that play like the most
play the creepy part.
Like Kathleen and Robert, and who else plays somebody evil? Let's think. There's a lot of them.
Kelly.
That are so, yeah, and Kelly.
And Lily from Days is playing pretty much an evil character, and she's
and
like,
she's so nice.
It, which I think it's so hilarious. Jean
is like the nicest person ever.
It's so fun to watch her be evil.
And I've heard Robert on a couple of shows, and it's so funny because on screen he creeps me out so much, and he's just like, ugh, he just freaks me out. He just looks creepy, and he acts creepy, and that whole Stavros character is freaky, and then Robert is so cool. And you're like, wow, you're not actually
Robert is a nice guy.
Killer. You're not actually a serial killer.
Much.
That's,
he is
that's
nice
settling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Kathleen playing Obrecht is so evil, and then she's so cool. It's like, wow, you're not actually evil. You actually are really cool.
I said something on Twitter the other day, and it was so funny because I said I kind of enjoyed Dr. O throwing Brad over the edge or whatever you want to call
it.
That. Or whatever.
And it,
anyway,
when she threatened to cut his tongue out.
Yeah, whatever. And she throws him over, and then I tweeted about it, and Perry Shen, who plays Brad, is like, your fans are evil.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
I did too.
That. It was so funny.
Yeah.
I was like,
I love
you, Perry, but I think you not
accent.
Like your character, Brad. I'm sorry.
Kathleen
has
her Obrecht accent. It's so funny.
A quick story about Kathleen. I had her on my show several months ago. She comes on a full Obrecht mode, okay? Accent everything, full Obrecht mode. Full Obrecht mode. So I'm going, oh, great, we get Obrecht today into the Kathleen. Oh, joy. I thought I'd miss her a little
so
bit. It was kind of funny.
Because I thought she actually had an accent, and then I heard her on a show, and I was like, Kathleen does not have an accent. What in the world?
I know, not
I
at
really
all.
I really thought for like a year that Kathleen actually had that accent, and I was like, that is awesome. And she tweets in her accent. Like, she spells her words
cool
phonetically. And I was like, Kathleen actually has a German accent. And then it was like, nope, I don't.
Nope,
like,
not at all.
And so whenever I'm watching Obrecht now, I'm like, oh, hey, everyone, she doesn't really have an accent. Like, I told my whole family that, and they thought I was lying. I was like, no, she doesn't have an accent.
But she totally convinced you through her acting that she does.
Yeah,
she
I thought it was real.
I hey,
thought
Ian,
she
you wanna,
really had a, what?
If you want to check out what happened with me and Kathleen on my radio show, it's May 9th of last year.
Oh, yeah, I think I watched that. How many times has she been on? Just the once or twice?
Just one. I mean, she's,
yeah, I listened to that show.
I popped in a time or
really
two
late
on,
at night.
On other
I
shows, she's kind of popped in a time or two. But,
oh yeah, and she kind of surprised me.
Uh-huh. And the Robert Kilkelly interview was October 29th of last year.
I watched.
So if you want,
I watched Kathleen's show, but it was like really late at night, and so I probably didn't remember that because it was so late. Probably have to watch that again.
If either y'all wanna listen to it, just y'all know where to find it. So.
All right. In the archives, the magical archives.
Yeah.
I know where to find all your shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's,
Christy,
it's like magic. You just type it in.
Hey, Christy, I'm going to let you go because we've only got like 5 minutes
sure.
left of the stream.
No
so,
problem.
Before we're kicked off.
Yep.
For good.
I appreciate you calling in and staying with us about 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, thanks for calling us.
Sure.
I love when you call. It's fun.
It is kind of fun.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll see you later.
I'll talk to you later, Christy. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was a fun show. That was definitely our most fascinating
show. That was probably the most fun show probably since
we've done, yes.
I've been on the air. That was probably the most fun show ever.
And it was very, very fast, and I actually liked the fact that we moved so fast and we didn't really have any, we didn't run out of things to talk about, which is good on GH's part that they actually did enough stuff this week for us to not run out of stuff.
I agree.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about the weather for 15 minutes, so obviously.
Seriously.
But
what in the world, you know?
Yeah, we were just talking about life for like 20 minutes
the
first DH show we did. So
I know,
obviously,
they're
kicking it up. Okay,
either
I'm really
that or
curious.
We're getting better,
we're
either
getting
one.
Better. Yeah. Okay, I'm getting really curious because, Kate Hall, and for those of you listening who don't know who that is, she's a writer at GH, she tweeted today that she was, writing or editing something and she was a mess and she was not going to make it through the air show. So I'm wondering what she's writing that's so depressing that she's, sobbing. And
I
cannot, and we're going to see it. If it's written now, we'll probably see it in a month, I guess.
In about a month or so,
today. In about a month, we'll see it. So I really want to know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
And I'm really curious now, and it's going to drive me nuts for a month, in case you're wondering. And I better be able to figure it out when it airs.
Right.
If she's being overdramatic and I'm not able to figure it out when it airs, I'm going to be irritated.
I think I'm going to let you go, too, because we're like I said, we've only got
about 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes left, and I'm going to wrap up here, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye. That show was probably the most fun live show I've ever done with Emily. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to end the episode right here because, frankly, I'm nearly out of time. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.